There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to Dubai Eye 103.8. It's Drive Live with NLT and Tim.
Hello.
Now, hello. How are you? We were a bit blown away by Craig, weren't we?
I know. He was great, I thought. Somebody texted in about that, actually. What about the privacy issues? I suppose if you sign up for the app, I don't know how the privacy issues work, but as long as you sign up, then it's on your own head. If schools are allowing phones in the first place, how does that work? Also, what about the tracking, getting the details of students without their consent? But if you sign up, then you give consent.
Yeah, it's a voluntary app, and you're sort of saying, I accept that you can track my location because you only get the rewards when you're on campus and on site.
Yeah, it's kind of smart, I think. There is that issue, though, I still think, and I get where Craig's coming from there. I said, if you walk into a lecture, and the lecturer said, put your phone in a box, I don't want any phones during this lecture, I kind of think that's reasonable. But then maybe I'm old school about that. I don't need my phone if I'm going to be in a lecture.
No, I think it's a fair enough idea. But what I am interested in is this problem with being away from your phone.
Yeah,
that interests me almost as much as the addiction with looking at the notifications. I am not so addicted to my phone's whereabouts because I leave it everywhere.
Let me just illustrate this fact. Where now, Natalie Lindo Taylor, is your telephone? Have you got any idea?
No.
Right.
I'm hoping it's in my handbag, but I've got no...
But you're not completely... 100%, you're not convinced, are you? So, yeah, you're not addicted to it. Which is a good thing, by the way. So you're all the more wholesome for it or something.
Well, that's great, isn't it? Just great.
I think so. Are you a fan of the status quo? Would you like a bit of status quo?
I would like to give away some tickets.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, you avoided that question. Well, Dubai Opera on October the 27th is when Status Quo are coming. NLT has the question for you today.
I do. Status Quo have had over how many chart hits in the UK, which is where they're from? All you have to do is answer A, B or C. So the question is, how many chart hits have Status Quo had in the UK? Is it A, 40, B, 50 or C, 60? So just send in A, B or C to 4001, or you can use the free messaging app. If you wouldn't mind, stick your name on there so we know who's won the tickets.
That's pretty much everything covered. So two more tickets to go and see The Quo on October the 27th. Netflix has just revealed the top 20 series binge watched in the first 24 hours. Have you seen this story? 8.4 million subscribers have consumed an entire series within 24 hours.
That is impressive.
I know, it's an amazing thing. So if you consider some series are going to be 6 episodes, some 10, some 20, people watch them in a day.
I'll tell you what, they're not too busy looking on their phones, are they? If they can watch a whole series in 24 hours.
This is a whole different level of addiction, if you think about it, this kind of binge watch culture that we're in now. Netflix has always shrouded itself in secrecy when it comes to viewing figures. And that's, some people believe that that's if they put something out and it flops, they don't want people to know about it. I'm not so sure that that's what it is. But anyway, they've unveiled the number of subscribers who have succumbed to it. And I have the list here. This is the US list. I went through this earlier and I thought, not seen that.
You don't recognise?
Not seen that. I don't recognise most of them. I've seen one of number 9 and one of number 10, but not the rest. Here you go. Gilmore Girls is the top one, A Year in the Life. Would you believe that?
That's short. Yeah, I've seen that.
Have you seen that?
That's,
is it good?
But that's only 4 episodes.
Okay,
of an hour long. So I think it was, I think they did a, so this was a long-running series in America. It was a mother-daughter series.
Right.
It was kind of about when I was younger. I think I was probably a bit too old for it, but they brought it back, and I think they did 4 one-off episodes, sort of a season. Per season, so it was just sort of 4 hours. So I can believe that's at number one because it was 4 hours of content.
That kind of makes sense. That's the top one. You ever heard of Fuller House?
I know what it is. Again, it's another series, but I didn't see. But this is a reboot. I think Fuller House is the reboot.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Marvel's The Defenders. Have you seen that?
No.
Nope. All right then. The Seven Deadly Sins.
No.
The Ranch.
No.
Santa Clarita Diet.
Yes, that's got Drew Barrymore in it. I started watching that. And I thought it was one thing, and it turned out to be a very different kind of program. And, I just went with it.
Okay.
I did watch it.
Good? Do you like it?
It was all right.
All right. Trailer Park Boys.
No.
Never heard of that. F is for Family.
No.
Orange is the New Black.
Heard of it, never seen it.
I've seen one of those. Didn't go back. Stranger Things is 10th.
Again, heard of it, never seen it.
Okay, I've watched one or two of those. Friends from College.
No.
Atypical.
No.
Grace and Frankie.
No.
Wet Hot American Summer.
No.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Never seen it, heard of it.
Heard of it, I've heard of that. House of Cards, obviously,
love
is
it.
In there. Yeah, okay,
love.
What are they on, Series 5 now? Something
yeah,
like that?
Finished. Well, it was, again, binge, well, it was released in one go and we binge-watched that one.
Okay,
great.
So that's the list there. What I'm just interested, there's a UK list out as well. Lots of these are available on Netflix in this region, of course, but just imagine, and Game of Thrones isn't a Netflix series, but just imagine what the figures would be for that. Could you get through a whole Game of Thrones season overnight in 24 hours? I think a lot of people could, but that's not on the list.
I think as well people would be quite upset if that was released all in one go, because part of that is watching it and talking about it and each week having that sort of chat with people and discussing the latest episodes.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't have ever been watched anything apart from Vikings in the summer.
Yeah, you're like, well, no family here. I'm just going to spend my days watching Vikings.
Yeah, didn't shower for 3 days, I think. No, I'm lying to you. All right, then, so that's that. What else have you got?
Well, there was something I was looking at today in a magazine, and it's not new, but it's new to me.
You were reading a magazine?
Well, I was looking at a magazine online, but it is a magazine.
Oh, okay. Good. No, it's just I don't see a lot of people reading magazines anymore.
No, well, this was online.
Might have noticed.
But it was a review of a gadget. And, it's kind of irrelevant what the gadget is. It's a watermelon slicer. And it's a special shape to carve a watermelon out. And it's called an iGadget watermelon slicer. It's very reasonable. It's not very expensive. But I just didn't understand that people needed things like this. And then I start, when you look at something on the internet and then you kind of dig deeper and you get sort of lost in a bit of a rabbit hole down looking at things. Yeah. So then I clicked on the link to a online store in which you could buy said gadget, and then it showed other things that were like it. So there's things that to remove the stone out of an avocado if you too lazy to do that. I mean, egg slicer was probably a 70s, 80s thing, but this is just like a modern version. So it's avocado slicers and avocado stone removers, and this one's to slice watermelon. Just use a knife. What is wrong with people?
No, I'm thinking. I mean, was it a reasonable gadget? Was it expensive?
No. 10 dirham.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, sorry. No, it's not 10 dirham.
How much is it? It's a lot more than that, isn't it?
50 dirham.
50 dirham. Yeah. That's all right. It's not bad. It's like having a pineapple slicer or a tomato peeler.
You have a tomato peeler?
I've got a little gadget, and it's made by, the Swiss Army people?
Yep.
The Victorinox? I've got one of those that does tomato peels. I went through a phase. Oh, this is really embarrassing. I went through a phase of making tomato salsa, so I was fed up with skinning tomatoes.
So I bought a peeler. What does a tomato peeler look like?
Well, it's like a potato peeler, but it's a much finer cut, if you like. So
do you not just put tomatoes in hot water for 10 seconds, take them out and peel them? That's like the easiest way of doing it ever.
Yeah, I can't be dealing with that though. It's hot water and there's a big bowl and all that. I think,
takes minutes.
Too much work.
Do you know, just while we're on that subject, people who don't know how to peel eggs, that's annoying too.
What's the best way of peeling an egg? Go on.
No, it's just, you just, when it's finished boiling, and then there's always an air pocket and you just bang it on a hard surface and then it all comes out in one or two pieces. Some people I know, not a million miles away from here, it cracks and peels, and he peels it into about 50 million pieces and the shell goes everywhere, and it's just, ugh.
You can't use this program to have a pop at your husband.
Well, we kind of meandered onto the subject, and it does annoy me the way he can't peel an egg.
No, you directed it onto that subject. ADT, I'm really sorry about that. Is he here at the moment?
He is here, and hopefully he's not listening, though.
Yeah, my man, I'm on your side, believe me. Dubai Opera on October the 27th, Status Quo tickets. How many hits have Status Quo had? Where they're from? They're from the United Kingdom. Is it A, 40, B, 50, or C, 60? If you'd like to go and see them with a friend in double denim, that's up to you. Text us A, B, or C, put your name on there, send it through right now.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.